You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live. Next, featuring intimate and in-depth interviews with Black Hollywood's next edition of stars and influencers. Black Hollywood Live. Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, next.
I'm getting a little bit ratchet in there at the same time. Did you hear that?
It had a little mix going on. It was like, yeah.
Right, DJ, I'm ready to dance a
DJ
little.
DJ Clues. Yeah. A little bit.
Okay, DJ, we like that mix. Welcome to another episode of Black Hollywood Live. Next, where we talk to up-and-coming talent that you need to know in Hollywood. Today is no different. I'm your host, Courtney Tezno. Keep in touch with me at Tezno's on Twitter and Instagram. And where can they find you?
Yeah, this is your co-host, James Ward III. You can find me at James Ward III across all platforms. Make sure, we appreciate you tuning in, so use the hashtag BHLNext. Let us know your thoughts and enjoy the show. And we have a special guest.
Oh, yes. So, again, today is no different. We have a fabulous woman here who is killing it right now in Hollywood. You just saw her in Chi-Raq. She is Michelle Michenor, and we are so excited to have you here.
Thank you for bringing me here. I'm excited to be here. I feel like we're about to have so much fun. I just feel it.
I know.
I mean, you started it by choosing the song. This is the best song to start off with.
Look at you.
I love this song. Hey, Marie, I love you, girl. I'm a true fan.
So we are so impressed with your performance. You were Indigo and in Spike Lee's Chi-Raq. Mm-hmm. First of all, can we just talk about what it was like to work for Spike Lee before we get into all of this casting news?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. It was my second project with him in 2015. I first did the video game Living the Dream, which is NBA 2K's game. And I did that. And then immediately following that, we did Chi-Raq in Chicago. So, I mean, it was an honor. It was a privilege. You know, a confirmation of God's just grace, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And yeah, he's a man of not many words when you're working with him. He's kind of like wants to sit back and see what you bring to the table, which is cool because you're like, all right, I just got to bring it because it's Spike. He from New York. Like, you know, he wants you to bring it. So it was just an honor.
And you realize not many people can say they work with Spike Lee twice.
Right. Wow.
In 1 year. Yeah, it was kind of like, what? but yeah, and there's three other actors who we did the 2K game, and then we also did Chi-Raq, the movie. So we're kind of, we have this like small little bond.
Look at
like,
you.
We did two Spike tweets.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
So we'll get to what your childhood self would say about all of that. But first, let's talk about you because you're a dancer. So we're going to play an icebreaker with you called Dance or No Chance.
Okay.
Okay. So first one, you're at your new boo's family barbecue and this is the first time you're meeting them. You hear Juvenile's Back That Thing Up and it comes on the speaker. Do you dance or no chance?
Because that's my jam. That's college.
And
like,
your boo probably knows it's your jam too.
Right? No, it's my jam. I'm going to have to dance.
Okay, you
gonna? I'm going to dance because I got to be me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Y'all got to accept me for me.
So you might have to bring grandma on the floor with
Look,
you.
Look, come back through. Like, we turned up. Hey!
I love it.
Look, like, this is my karaoke song. No, this is me and my best friend's karaoke song.
Really?
Like, how did you know?
Your karaoke song.
Did somebody tell?
No.
Okay.
No, we just have to go way back with that one.
Right.
I'm dancing.
So for this next one, you show up for your prepaid cardio bar class, only to realize it's made up of 20 prima ballerinas in training. And you. Dance or no chance?
Oh, I'm dancing. They gonna get that work.
I love it. I love it.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so this one is for the audition. So you show up to your audition with a self-choreographed dance and along with an upbeat pop song for your dance from your dance on your phone. Your phone melts down and it won't turn on. The casting director says that they have a song you can dance to, but it's heavy metal. So do you dance or no chance?
I'm trying to book. I'm dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you going to switch this pop song that you had?
Follow the beat. Beats.
My beats.
The slash, swing my hair around, maybe take my hair out.
Oh, okay. So you plan on working it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to book.
Wonderful.
All right. So you're at a bar and a man comes up behind you and asks you to dance. Typical, right?
Yeah.
You turn around and see he's finer than fine.
Okay.
But you notice he has a gold tooth. Dance or no chance?
Look at this face change.
I mean, like, Baps Halle Berry gold tooth.
Ooh. Yeah. And not he ain't Halle Berry fine, though. Not that fine.
Not, I'm pretty sure he ain't that fine. Right. Go. I think I may not. No chance.
No chance. Chance. Yeah, no.
Because I feel like he going to be the type that's just going to be trying to be on my back the rest of the night. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say no chance.
I understand you on that one.
You know?
I was the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so same scenario, except X out the gold tooth.
Okay.
He's now missing an eye, Fetty Wap. Dance or no chance? I think the Sips Water said it.
I'm trying to think.
I can't.
I'm gonna dance with him. You know what?
Really?
Because if he's nice and polite, and I'm gonna feel bad because he got one eye. You know?
I mean, he could be real swagged out with a nice eye patch.
Right. A little fedora hat type thing with the patch. Maybe he might give me a little. Yeah, I'm a dance.
Okay. So not too shallow. Yeah, not too shallow.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because the gold tooth, like, that's your, like, you chose that. Like, you was like, I'm a do this. But your eye, that's probably something you couldn't help.
Oh, so look at you.
See, so I got a heart.
Look at that.
Okay, so what's going on in casting news?
Casting news. What's next in casting news? It's been the long-awaited, anticipated, and this film has had many shifts along the way. The Tupac Shakur biopic. All called All Eyes on Me, which is named after his fourth studio album, All Eyes on Me, 2-disc, one of my favorites, recently began production in Atlanta, and they just announced the closest friend of his, Jada, as we know, Jada Pinkett.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, she wasn't Smith yet, you know. But they just cast that, and so they're in production in Atlanta. They're still rolling out final castings. But Kat Graham will be playing Jada Pinkett. And you might recognize her from the Vampire Diaries,
yes.
Right? The hit soap. Kat shared the news on her social media pages recently, and so far everybody seems down with the choice. You can see her image here.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful. And for those who don't know, Jada Pinkett and Pac go way back.
They
went to high school together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly, Baltimore School for the Arts.
Yeah.
And so Graham joins newcomer Demetrius Shipp Jr., who joined the cast last month as Tupac. Jamal Woolard, who will play Biggie Smalls.
Oh, he's reprising that role.
Mm-hmm, okay, exactly, okay. Yeah.
I'm excited about that one.
Right. It should be. This is going to get. And, you know, like I said, this project has been. It's been a long time. It stopped and then gone in production and stopped and all that. Walking Dead star Danai Gurira, who recently signed on to play Tupac's mother, Fanny Shakur.
Okay.
And the music video director, Benny Boom, recently became the director of the film, replacing Carl Franklin and John Singleton. So we don't have any word yet on the release date, but at this rate, we can definitely foresee it being by the end of the year.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Shooting. Are you excited?
I mean, I definitely want to see what they bring. I'm a huge John Singleton fan.
Okay.
So I'm not going to lie. I was really excited to see what he was going to do with the biopic. So I'm a little bummed that it's not him, but I always give, you know, things a shot. Like, I always like to watch things before I voice an opinion about what it's going to be or what it's not going to be. I'm ready to see what they bring. That's for sure. Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. And I'm glad that they took this time to really make sure that it's done well.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I'm excited about. And I think Kat Graham, come on, she's going to be a great Jada.
I think she might do a thing.
I mean, that picture, she's got that essence already.
She
does. You know, that posture that Jada always has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Badass, but still real poised. I love it.
Jada's spicy. Like, you know, you never know.
You don't know what you're getting with this one. Okay, so there's this next big thing that we're going to talk about. And because you're a dancer, I kind of thought, like, all right, let's find something cool that's dancing.
Yeah.
So you know how we have these drones that a lot of U.S. officials are using to just figure out what's going on in our world?
Yeah.
Now there's this video just broke a Guinness World Record, over 100 drones that are doing a choreographed dance.
Oh.
So I'm going to let you hear this one. Let's pick it up a little bit further so we can see the dance.
Oh. Everybody ready?
The orchestra with them?
Right. I'm like, oh, this is full out.
They are not playing.
Wow. I wish I could have been there.
Right. Who choreographed this?
This is a nice light show.
Disney's got some competition.
Right. Well, I'm sure Disney will buy this. And
oh, for sure. See, this is actually Intel, so this was a great way for them to promote themselves.
Wow.
But I mean, the fact that they actually
were getting paid,
right? I mean, it was a true light show to set. So many people have this negative perception that drones are used for you know, all this stuff. But this is art, you guys.
This is incredible. So this has broke the record for what again?
This broke the record for the most drones used in a choreographed setting. So, I mean, we don't
or
see that
only
at all.
Drone.
Yeah,
like, I've never even heard
there's one other that's done it, but this is like over 100 drones that have lights on them. And, I mean, it's just incredible. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Are they like videotaping as well?
They didn't say if they were doing that, but I mean, as drones, that would be great for, I mean,
and then like you get a recording of the show. Ooh.
Or even if someone was trying to propose, I think that would be a great way to, will you marry me? And then you're taping the whole thing.
Somebody better give me my credit.
That's dope. Wow. Thank you for showing me that. I had no clue that was happening.
Yes.
And with that great orchestra. So next we have Fresh Beats. So I'm not familiar with the internet. Have you heard of that group, The Internet?
No.
I thought you were dancing about The Internet.
I was like...
Like, I wasn't born in 1920. Right, no. There's a group that's called The Internet. And we're going to check out this video. It's for their single called Get Away.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, The Internet is there's a self-proclaimed soul band, is what they call themselves, consisting of members Sid the Kid and Matt Martians, with other band members as you see there. They formed in 2011, releasing their debut album, Purple Naked Ladies. But their most popular and most recent album is Ego Death, which was released by their own label along with Columbia Records last June. They're a part of this rising alternative R&B field that I'm really a fan
of. I'm digging this.
Yeah.
I love how smooth it is.
Mm-hmm. So they kind of mirror, I don't know if you've heard of, have you heard of the artist Banks or SCA?
Yeah.
Okay, SCA's gonna be at Coachella this year. So like they all have this alternative R&B feel, which I really love.
I'm with it.
And the reason why everyone has to really look out for them, they were just nominated for a Soul Train Music Award in 2005, this past one.
Oh, nice.
And even more importantly, now that we're in the 2016 award season, they were nominated for, their album Ego Death was nominated for a Grammy Award. Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Wow.
They are already killing it.
I'm really feeling them.
Yeah.
I might have to get them on some scores on like some web series or something. That's incredible.
And I like these visuals that they have tied to it. I mean, such a nice vibe. This girl
is dope.
That's Sid the Kid. So I mean, the feel is just, you can vibe with it. You can keep going. So you guys have to make sure you check out the internet.
Oh, I'm going on iTunes immediately.
Go on the internet and check out
and
the
check
internet.
And check out the internet. Look at that. Well, that's I definitely like them.
Y'all are pulling me up to speed. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that you're up to speed, we're about to get into everything about you, Michelle.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what else is up?
Okay, so I know you're born and raised in New Jersey, correct? Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't born there, but my dad was actually in the military, so I was born in Georgia.
Military kid.
Yeah, and then I was raised between New York and New Jersey.
Okay.
On two different military bases.
So which one do you rep so we can...
I went to high school in Jersey, so I say Jersey.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I feel like that's where you should say you're from.
Yeah.
Where you went to high school?
Maybe.
I think so.
It depends, but for you, if you say Jersey, it's where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were raised in Jersey.
Yeah.
How has that shaped you to be the person that you are now?
I mean, I went to performing arts high school, so ever since I was 14, I knew I was going to be working in the industry in every facet, in every way, and like I'm 27 now, so it's just like since I was 14, I've been manifesting all the things I've been able to do. So it very much... I mean, it was the foundation for me, so that's a huge reason why I am where I am right now.
Now, what type of area were you raising? Were you in the suburbs? Were you in the city?
Mm-hmm.
What area?
Well, initially I was on a military base. Okay. So when you're on a military base, it's just a lot of diversity. There's just a lot of just different ethnicities and people that you meet because you're all just coming from so many different places. And then my dad did retire. And so, you know, you retire, you're going to a little more suburban area, which was a very huge change for me because I was in a predominantly white neighborhood and I had never, you know, experienced that.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a change for me. I was just kind of like, okay, it's different.
Okay.
But like I said, my focus was always just about entertainment, my entertainment life. I was just like, well, whatever. I don't care who around, who doing whatever. I'm just trying to be in these classes, trying to get this training together so I can do what I got
to
do.
So then with that, you started at the Performing Arts High School, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know before that high school, or like who exposed you to that? Like how did you know you wanted to do dance and acting and entertainment? When did that first bug kind of get you?
Yeah, I was in fourth grade and I had a fourth grade teacher who started a tap club. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. Like, whatever. And I just fell in love with that. And then from there, I just started learning other dance styles, and then I've always just was like crazy and super animated and loud and singing and just being a mess around the house. So I guess I can say it started in fourth grade. Like from that, it was like, oh, you have to like train in these things and like really do this. And then I asked my mom, like, can you pay for me to take dance and this and that? And they were like, okay.
See, I'm really excited and happy that you actually stuck with it, because yeah. I was that child that was like, no, mom,
yeah.
one time and I'm done. Let me go find something else. But mm-hmm. you stuck with it. And was there anything yeah. else that you did outside of dance that you feel like really shaped you? Did you do any sports?
Yeah, I used to do, like, I played like, basketball for the county team, and mm-hmm. that was kind of like my way to bond with my dad, I guess, you know what I mean? I did cross country.
Okay.
So those are, like, the only two sports that I, like, actually, like, played, yeah. Like, why was I running miles instead of
did it once.
Why did I do that?
I did it once, and at the finish line, I laid out on my back.
I'm y'all, cross country is where I found out I had asthma.
That's like, why, like, who decides to do that at like 11 or 12? Like, I'm gonna run for miles?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's definitely where my athleticism comes from, for sure. And then I just, like I said, I started focusing more on the performing arts.
Awesome.
After that, yeah.
Oh, like my gosh. Yeah. Okay, so you went to Townsend University, and mm-hmm. that's where you got your bachelor's degree in dance?
Dance performance, yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, mm-hmm. so how do you think that that's helped you in your career thus far?
I think it's just the discipline of dance. It creates just a certain level of discipline and tenacity to your work, because it's so, you have to do it every day, and you have to put so many hours into it. Mm. So, and that's pretty much how I approach all of everything, you know, with my acting, even with singing, and, you know, if I'm writing a script or anything, I know that there's a certain level of attention and focus that I have to have, and mm-hmm. it definitely has helped me have discipline. Like, I feel like my discipline and work ethic, like, I'm on that Will Smith, you know? He was like, you will not outrun me on that.
I will die on the treadmill before you
outrun. I will die on the treadmill. Yeah. Like, when he said that, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, bruh, I feel you.
Yeah. yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely helped shape just, like, the discipline. And, yeah. And I went to perform arts high school. So I was like, I want to go to a regular college where there's football and there's people. And yeah. I was able to pledge Delta Sigma Theta.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I'm an alpha. On your girl.
So you're my dad's an alpha, yeah.
Oh, okay, look mm-hmm. at that.
Mm-hmm. Look, you missed out on your girl Megan. She is at work right now. By the mm-hmm. way, Megan is going to be back, but she is a Delta.
Yeah.
So you guys just celebrated
nice.
Your...
Yes, our Founders Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. 103 years of sisterhood.
Look at you.
My mom's an AKA, so today is
their
day.
Oh, yeah, this is their Founders yep. Day. Tell her, say, hey, sister soul.
Look at you throwing that in.
Yeah, he had to throw you on my little shade.
I got to get it.
It's about me, all right? It's about me.
Oh my goodness.
love it. So this is kind of a hard question. I know it because, you know, I grew up doing arts as well.
Nice.
If someone said to you, if you had to choose between that dance or acting, mm-hmm. what would it be?
Definitely acting.
Yeah. Really?
Why?
Absolutely. I just feel like there's for me, I just mm-hmm. feel like my purpose is to be on a higher platform where I can just really touch more, like, a greater mass of people. And I feel with acting, I've been able to do that, you know. And with dance, I'm sure I have. But as a dancer, especially as a background dancer, your job is to compliment the artist. It's not really about you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you sign up for as a dancer. Like, you know that. It's cool. Like, it's, you know, it's whatever. But I feel like as an actor, I'm able to really just to dive into these roles and represent just different demographics mm-hmm. of people all over the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely acting, but dance is my foundation. I love it. Like, I'll dance wherever, clearly.
Back the thing up.
Karaoke, you will catch. That's like, I request that song every time.
Oh,
it's just weird that y'all played that. I was like,
see,
it's already there.
Yes, but definitely acting.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You briefly talked about purpose, so let's talk yeah. about that. I mean, you have really gone on this path that a lot of people wish that they could be at. How has your desire to pursue acting and dance, how have you been able to use that gift and help others?
Well, I actually just did a mission trip to Uganda back in September, which was, it was so incredible. Like, I can't even really put it into words. But I was able to go to Uganda, and I taught dance classes there and talked to a lot of the children and the people there. And, you know, to go to places like that and you see the conditions that they live in, and they're still coming to your workshop, you know, some with no shoes, or, you know, some, you know, Uganda education is not free. So mm-hmm. some of these children, their family can't even afford for them to learn, you know. So the fact that they're taking the time, like, okay, well, I love to dance, and I'm going to take this girl's class, you know, it's just, it just makes me so grateful, you know, that my talents and my experiences have brought me to places over the world to share that gift, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. Like, I just, like, no, there's nothing I'm, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the little girl. Back mm-hmm. when you were a little girl, let's just say you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
And you knew that this is what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see yourself being at this point? And if you could go back and see yourself now, mm-hmm. what would the little girl say?
Go, girl.
Go, girl. That's all.
Go, girl. Yeah, I mean, I honestly can say, like, the times I've been on set, it's like, you're wowed by your blessing, but it's still like, I've seen this. Like, maybe not clearly, but I've seen this and I've felt this, like, since I was a little girl. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I've been talking about this since I was a little girl. So there's a small bit of, like, you're comfortable in your trailer and on set and when they're saying action and stuff, because I've been thinking this since I was 8. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there's, I truly get, like, flashes of just different places I see myself being or people I see myself working with. It's, like, crazy.
Does it ever seem surreal?
Very much so, but again, it's just a little bit of the, like, yeah, like, but you've been dreaming about this, so.
So when you get to that place, are you able to live in the present? Are you able to live in the moment? Or are you that person that's always thinking about, okay, I got to get to the next step?
I think in the moment, I'm very much there. And a lot of times people are like, how are you so calm? Like, you about to be working with the, and I'm like, I have to just be present and, like, take it all in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But once they say rap, I'm very much like, okay. What's next?
Yeah.
I got to get going. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, at the Angela Bassett level or Samuel Jackson level where they just throwing scripts at you. Like, nah.
Yeah. Still got to have that hustle
I
spirit.
I still have to audition. I'm still very much in the hustle. So I'm not comfortable in any way, shape, and or form. Like, once they... Well, no, I can... During Chirac, I was auditioning, sending tapes for projects. Like, it was... definitely keeps going, but I like to stay present.
So speaking of that process, how did mm-hmm. you get involved, like, with Spike Lee?
Crazy story. I had started this new job, right? I had worked there one day, and my agent was like,
"Interesting."
Yeah, yes. I had worked there one day, and my agent was like, "Okay, you have this audition." I'm like, "Ah, it's training week. Like, you're not supposed to miss any days during training week." And so that night, I just was like, "You know what? I've always had a job in between the amazing things God's done for me, mm-hmm. and I never just been like, you know what? I'm only going to do my career, like only my career. No." Like, back up. And right. I was like, you know, I'm just going to go for it. Like, whatever. And long and behold, after a couple of auditions, 2 weeks later, it was a Spike Lee project. They didn't disclose who the director was, what the project was. They didn't disclose anything. It was just like, upcoming project, pretty much.
Wow.
And I just something in my spirit, I was like, I have to quit this job and I have to just go for it. And whatever else happens, I'll just figure it out. I had just finished doing a job, so I was like, okay, I have like a month or two to like pay some bills. Then I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Oh, my goodness.
Then long and behold, the night before my final callback, they were like, okay, so by the way, Spike Lee is the director. And I was like,
oh, look at God.
Oh, okay. And then that next morning, I just was like, I'm not leaving here without this W. Like, I'm just not. And, you know, it just... Here I am now.
Won't he do it?
Yes, won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Don't get me shouting up here. I gotta stay in my chair. I can't be.
Wait, we go from back that thing up to.
Praise God, y'all. Praise him.
Look, you gotta switch it up. You gotta have there's a balance to life. And you got your turfed up side right. and your for Jesus side.
Yes, all right. Okay. So, now, yeah. Let's talk about the moment that you actually felt that script and you had to get into character. Yeah. How did that feel in that moment and how did you relate to your character?
Well, starting with Cece and Living the Dream, like that's the NBA 2K character, I felt just... It just made perfect sense. You know what I mean? So when I read it, I was like, wow, I can absolutely relate to this girl. She plays, she's a tough girl from Harlem, and she's very much she runs everybody around her. She thinks she runs everybody around her. And I can definitely kind of get into that mode in terms of when I'm really about my business. So I definitely related to her on those terms. And it just felt cool. You know what I mean? I'm like sitting at the table reading like, dang, this script got my name on it. It's like Lee sitting across from me. But it just felt right. I just felt so grateful, so honored. So I was just like, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God.
Yeah, a whole bunch of shouts, girl.
Yeah, it was crazy. But then it was time to get to work. You got to get over all that. You're there. Thank you, God. You're in the presence of these people. Then it's time to get to work. Ain't nobody got time for you to be like a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So speaking of work, working with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Did in your career projection, did you ever foresee yourself working with Wesley and then also so soon?
No. No.
How was that process?
I was like, oh, okay. It was crazy. Spike called me because I didn't know who was playing Cyclops. That's his name. Mm-hmm. And he just called me. He, this is how he talks. He's like, yo. I'm like, hey. What?
What?
He's like, so, I'm about to send you Wesley's number. You know, he plays your boo, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, you need to get to know each other. And yeah, we'll have rehearsal tomorrow. All right, bye. I'm like, oh, okay. What? I have to text Wesley Snipes. I'm like, hi.
Oh, my God. Screenshot it, send to your friends. Like,
I was going to say, who was the first person you talked to after that?
I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Indigo. He was super cool, super down to earth. He made me, like, realize that we really are all still actors, and we're going to flub online sometimes, and you're not going to be super perfect, but you definitely make a choice, and you commit to it, and not always go for the obvious. Mm-hmm. And if it's something that you're not really feeling, it's okay to speak up and say, I don't know about saying all of that. So that was really cool. But he made me feel super comfortable. There are some scenes that got deleted where I actually was, it was a little bit more intimate or whatever. Yeah. So I was a little like,
right. You need to get those deleted scenes.
Right.
With the director's commentary.
Right. Yes.
Right. And he's just really funny. Okay. So this is an exclusive story. Okay. So there's this part in the scene, and he's already spoke on this, so I'm not saying nothing he ain't already said, so I know I'm cool, just so everybody know.
Okay.
Spike, don't
But we're getting the exclusive from Michelle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We're getting it from you.
So the scene was, I was supposed to kind of like just dance in front of him, right? So my character comes into the living room, and he's watching TV, and he's supposed to just pay me no mind, like, you know, what are you doing? So it's like on the whatever number take, and so I'm dancing in front of him, and then all of a sudden he pulls out money out of nowhere and just throws the money on me, and I was like,
what?
So dance or no chance?
No chance! I was like, wait a minute!
Not happening. No.
I was like, but he was just being funny. Like, he was just being Wesley. I was like, yo, no, Indigo is she's not dancing for the coin. It's not.
No.
It was crazy, but it was like, he's funny. Like, he's fun, and he's so much fun to be around, and even to this day, like, you know, he'll text me, especially after he saw Chirac, and he's just like, amazing job. And if I ever need anything, like, he's definitely someone that I can, like, call and talk to, which is just an amazing. I never would have thought Wesley Snipes. I will say that. Now, maybe Common, Nate Parker, you know, those other people. I'm like, dang, I hope I work with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't think Wesley Snipes, but I'm so grateful that was my first love interest.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. That is incredible. Now, I want to know, what's your dream role now, mm-hmm. after doing all of that?
Yeah, I want to play Oprah. Yeah.
Oprah bio? Okay.
Oprah bio.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
So my biggest dream is definitely a biopic. Miss Oprah, what her entire life, or is there a specific part that you really are?
I mean, God willing, I could be able to at least go from right after when she started being a news reporter in Chicago, to when she started, like, the Oprah show and the Oprah network. I guess when I get older, maybe she hop in. I don't know. Whoever. But I mean, I feel like with makeup and stuff, I might get, like, older too. But being in a biopic is my biggest dream role, because What's Love Got to Do with It, when Angela Bassett played Tina Turner, I mean, that just, that role, that movie, the fact that she didn't get an Oscar for that,
I mean, she was Tina.
Like, she was Tina. She was, you know, yeah. what I mean? And so that's my major thing. Oprah is just my biggest inspiration in general. And I just think that, I don't know, her resilience as a woman and the doors and the barriers that she's broken down is definitely someone that I would love to play and be able to share that. Especially, you know, some of the tragic events that have happened mm-hmm. in her life. Just being mm-hmm. able to play that woman that overcomes that. I just think that would be incredible.
I mean, but that's a hat off to you, because a lot of people actually are intimidated by biopics yeah. because of the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it would be, you know, but I'm
down,
for
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See? And that's the type of people that's going to make it in this industry.
I appreciate that. Either her, and then the second, close second, is Janet Jackson. So it was like...
So another biopic.
Well, I would want to do either or.
Okay.
I think it's kind of weird when you do more than one biopic. I don't know. It's kind of like... I don't know.
I think it can be done, but I get what
you're saying. I'm sure it can be done, but it's like, all right.
Yeah. You
actually touched on something about, you know, Oscar snubs and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the challenges that you face already as a black actress?
Just roles being written that are not, I mean, stereotypical, you know, and that's just what it is. And like Viola Davis said in her acceptance speech when mm-hmm. she won her Emmy, it's like, you know, you don't see as many people of color because these people aren't writing as many roles for us. But there is a huge shift happening. I am very much in the process of pilot season, and there's some really great scripts coming out. There's a lot of great content coming out that is not stereotypical, that is asking for Black actresses. So there's about to be a huge shift towards the end of the year, early next year. I know everyone's mm-hmm. upset about Oscar snubs. There's no minorities. And I'm like, just y'all be patient. Like, there's people working. There yeah. really are people working. There's some great pilots and TV shows trying to come out and really change the game. So we just got to just keep working and stay patient.
One step honestly. At a time.
Yeah.
And honestly. I think we are really forging ahead as far as television and seeing more Black faces. Gosh. Not even just Black faces. I mean, Latinas.
Yeah,
are all
Asian.
Over.
Yeah.
Everyone. Like, a lot of minorities are really getting their shot on television. And yeah. that's where your career really thrives. You get a consistent role, a series. Come on.
Yeah. So. And that's what I'm praying for. I've been, you know, gracious enough as of recently just going in some really big rooms during this pilot season. I'm just, God willing, you know, one of them hit that yes button.
Each no is the closest step to yes.
It really is. It really is. And it's like, it's crazy because you'll get like, I mean, they talking numbers and you seeing numbers like, ooh, you think about how it's going to change your whole life, you know, but.
Like that Powerball.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's not do that. It was way too close to us.
My gosh, that Powerball.
Man.
But yeah, so just sit tight. Like, we're definitely about to get some great content coming.
All right, we're going to put out those good vibes for you for pilot yeah. season.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I received that. Vibes. I received that. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. Y'all going to see me on TV, and I'm going to come back and be like, look at what I told you. Look at what I told you. Hopefully, I can talk about my show.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Yeah.
Now, you're such a busy woman. How mm-hmm. do you keep that balance? Are there some hobbies that you're really into?
I just love creating and just being creative, honestly. There's a mentor of mine was saying, don't wait, create. And so that's just kind of where my mind is right now. That's where my hobby is right now. Like, okay, what are some things? Okay, I haven't been able to audition for a role like this. So you know what? I'm going to write a scene, create it, and shoot it, and put it in my reel. Like, kind of just that forward thinking. Me and my two friends, we actually have a talk show called On the Come Up. So it's very much similar to this that's on YouTube now. So if anybody want to check it out, it's called On the Come Up. It's so funny. And it's a similar thing, you know, where we're interviewing people who are just really thriving and on the come up in their respective field, any field. And just thinking of ways that, so that's more so my hobbies, like not waiting and creating. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm pretty sure when people see what I'm creating, they're like, oh, well, she can do it. Clearly she did it. She wrote it. She, you know, whatever, she got it done. So, yeah.
So then earlier, you know, we talked about your on-screen love interest. Mm-hmm. Are you dating anyone?
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not.
Then what do you look for?
Oh, so what I look for?
We're putting it out there now.
Yeah, so
we're going to put some other stuff in the universe.
Yeah,
that
might be. Let's do three qualities that you look for.
I'm
going
to have to come back and be like, y'all.
Right. I got something to tell you again.
I got something to tell you again. Like, y'all, I'm going to be engaged next time I come back. Honestly, the mind. I'm very into intellectuals. I love men that know things I don't know. It's like, so I can just sit there and be like,
and
like,
absorb.
And just absorb and soak it in and like show me things that I haven't really been introduced to or just different perspectives. That is my hugest thing. Like your intellect. Of course, it's like loving God, putting God first. That's a really huge thing for mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, tall and handsome with my, you know, I wouldn't mind that either.
So those are the three. All right. Yeah. So for like anybody watching right now, you need to go.
You need to be smart. You need to love the Lord.
Oh my gosh, Michelle. It has been so great.
Yes.
Great getting to know you, getting to talk to
fun.
You. What is your piece of advice that you can give your fans if they're mm-hmm. watching and they are trying to pursue this same route? What is something that you can do to encourage them?
Never panic. definitely don't wait and create. And just know everything is in timing. And, you know, if you kind of keep those things in mind. And not for nothing, you gotta bust your behind. Mm-hmm. Like you, and if you think you busting your behind, then go harder. And I check myself on that all the time. You know, I can't be complaining about certain things if I'm not putting in that extra bit of work. I'm mm-hmm. running, trying to outrun people on the treadmill.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
That's like, key because, you know, a lot of people think, you know, that phrase that people say, oh, you got to be willing to do what others don't. Sometimes people think that's the casting couch in those sort of situations.
No,
it's not that.
It's not.
It's putting in that extra piece of work.
Yeah, yes, and your faith has to be on it. Your faith has to be on a crazy level, too. Just like I only worked that job one day and I quit. And I never met Spike Lee or anyone in that casting office. I never, like, dropped off a headshot and cookies and goodies on holidays. I never did that. I never, like, networked with people. I was training. I was working. I was, you know, so that when I go in the room, my talent is going to supersede anything, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I try to keep that same mentality now. Like, my publicist will tell you, she'll, like, want to set me up on events. I'm like, no, I'm not going until I have something to talk about. And I, you know, I know what my next project is. I'm not just going just to kiki.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. That's just not who I am. And people who do it, that's cool. But for me, I'm like, no, I'm going when it's for work and it pertains to what I've done.
Yeah.
Right. What I'm doing. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people can take from that because everybody don't need to be kikiing, like
you
said.
Like,
we don't need to. No.
I didn't have like a whole bunch of followers before the Spike joints. And I, you know what I mean? That's me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Because
people, I feel like their minds be on a whole nother way.
So, mm-hmm. How can we help even bump the followers you have now? Where can everyone find you on social media?
Yeah, look.
and these potential suitors. Where
right.
can they find
oh, yeah,
you?
Oh, yeah. These intelligent men who love the Lord.
And nice, tall, and handsome.
Right. just my first and last name, Michelle Michenor, at Michelle Michenor on Instagram, Facebook support page, the same thing. My Twitter's a little. It's a little back that thing up, though. It's a little ratchet. My Twitter's a little, but I love it. I don't ever want to change it.
Don't
but
be
it's
ashamed.
Michelle on Twitter. Three H's, three L's. M-U-H-H-H.
Oh, my gosh. Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's been so great getting to know you, getting to talk to you.
Super fun.
Where can they find you, love?
Everyone can find me across the board, James Ward III. That's at James Ward III.
All right, and you guys keep in touch with me at Tez Knows, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the social media. Make sure that you click like, because this is a really good episode. I'm sure you learned a lot about Michelle. Leave your comments below, and don't forget to use that hashtag BHL next. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.